This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Henin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from,
reporting for duty, I am here.
Here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place. For the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
And we're back with another hour of What's on Your Mind.
Big old land with cowboys.
Thanks for joining us. I'm Scott Henin. Busy hour. Lynn Helms is going to join us first up here to talk about the latest numbers from the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources. They take a look at April's 2023 production numbers, the latest, late last week, and we're going to get a recap of that with Lynn Helms momentarily. John Trandum will join us. He is the new first vice chair of the North Dakota Republican Party. There was a shakeup, a lot of change in the Republican Party leadership that happened on Friday, and John will tell us a little bit about that and what's ahead. So we look forward to that conversation, too, on the program. I do want to share with you some disturbing things that are being said about the U.S. and China. For one, Joe Biden is saying, you know, that balloon deal, they didn't really know that they were flying the balloon over the U.S. They did. That was a, and then now we have Anthony Blinken, the Secretary of State, saying, you know, we don't support this Taiwan independence deal. We're not for that. Like, what is going on? We do not support Taiwan independence. That's what he said. Secretary of State, Anthony Blinken. So we are really kowtowing to China something fierce as Anthony Blinken makes his visit to China. I just wanted you to know about that. We'll follow that for you on the program. Without any further ado, Lynn Helms is here from the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources. Lynn, welcome back. How are you?
Hey, I'm well, Scott. Thanks for having me. It's really a beautiful summer Monday morning in North Dakota.
It sure is. Exactly right. So we're talking April today, production numbers, and I see plus signs, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, we're growing that production in North Dakota. We're into the summer months. April is usually, the kind of the slow beginning of that because we're still coming out of winter and have road restrictions on. But plus signs are always great. So we had a 1% increase in oil production. 1.13 million barrels a day, and a 2% increase in gas production. We're running about 13% above the revenue forecast for North Dakota production and prices. So a real positive there. We've got surplus natural gas processing capacity, and we saw those gas capture numbers, really climb. First time we've seen 98s. In the gas capture numbers, and so industry is really on top of their game. 39 rigs running this morning. Oil price should be about $69 for North Dakota Bakken crude today. So everything's looking positive.
So that price is down a bit from I guess the April price was in the 70s, right?
Yeah, that's a good point, Scott. There is a lot of confusion in terms of the oil markets. I was just reading an article last night about all of the shadow tankers that are storing Saudi crude. Iran is shipping. They're at record production numbers. And even though there are sanctions in place and they're not supposed to be selling crude oil, the shippers are taking it and then transferring it out on the water. When they get into international waters, and we're not really able to track very well where it's going. Russia's doing the same thing. So the Saudis are trying to deal with that. Their target price is $80 for a Brent price. And so they're unilaterally cutting their production to try to make up for that difference. It's a difficult and confusing time for the oil traders out there. Our oil and gas companies, they, based on the numbers we see at our monthly hearings, you know, they're targeting, their wells are, I should say, very economic at $60 a barrel. So we're in good shape.
What is a shadow tanker, by the way?
Oh, yeah. Well, some people call it, the dark tankers or shadow tankers, but basically they're unregistered tankers that take the crude oil in a transfer once it's out in international waters. And so there's no manifest. You can track them with satellites, but it's oil that's moving and being transported outside the recorded markets. So it's meant to get around sanctions, and it's certainly proving very effective at this point.
Who polices that?
No one polices that. So what you have to rely on is there are a couple of organizations that offer some reports on that based on what they see in terms of satellite pictures, and they've got scouts, basically, that are watching as tankers leave ports and come into ports, and they try to keep a tally. But that's about as much as they can do. So it's an interesting game that gets played by the folks in the international oil markets.
Yeah, not a surprise. Back to the break-even. You mentioned the break-even overseas considerably, would you say $60?
Yeah, so, what our companies are showing us is that these new 3 mile wells in tier two and tier three are highly economic at as low as $60 a barrel WTI. And so that, you know, that'd be what, in the mid 50s for North Dakota price. So, we're in really good shape there. Now the target price that the Saudis, would like to see is $80 Brent. And, that would translate to about $75 WTI. So, that's what they built their budget around. And, that's the revenue stream that they would like to have. Hence the million barrel a day cut that they announced that's going to be in place on a month to month basis going forward.
Is that an opportunity for North Dakota?
It absolutely is. And so I think what you're seeing is some small sense of excitement to increase North Dakota production based on, the numbers that we track in terms of gas nominations and deliveries. We think we're probably at 1.17 today. So, yeah, North Dakota producers are looking at that as an opportunity to grow our production maybe as much as 2% this year.
You mentioned the rig count is what today? 38, did you say?
39 today. Mm-hmm.
39 today. It's been as high in the last number of months. I guess March was 46, April was 45, May was 43. Why is it going down?
It's workforce issues, Scott. There's just been a real struggle with keeping highly trained and efficient crews. And so some of the less efficient rigs have been dropped by the industry, and they're looking to, maybe train up some crews and pick up rigs as we go further into the summer. But it's a temporary drop in the rig count. And we've seen it all across North America, with the pressures that the Canadian and the U.S. government are putting on the industry, and this continuous stream of regulation coming out, as well as a little bit of concern about the oil price. They're not highly eager to add, some of the lesser trained crews. So they're keeping their most efficient crews, and we're still seeing lots of completions on a month-to-month basis. But there are some, pinch points out there. Well, one that I talked about in the director's cut is the price of natural gas right now. It's impossible to get an LNG export terminal approved in this country, and we're just swamped by natural gas production in this country right now. So an MCF of gas going into the Northern Border Pipeline at Watford City is only fetching about $1.50. And so that puts a real strain on the economics when you have to market that gas and the natural gas liquids at break even or a loss as you're trying to produce the oil.
And you can't get an LNG facility permitted at a time where the environmentalists claim to not want flaring. That's an odd dynamic.
It's an absolutely bizarre paradigm that we're in, Scott, and you just shake your head all the time that the most effective tool that's been put in place for reducing carbon emissions has been natural gas, clean-burning natural gas, and shifting to that for all these industrial uses like cruise ships and ocean-going tankers and all of that. But the United States and Canada will not approve LNG export terminals.
Hang on, if you would, Len. We'll continue this conversation on the other side of the break. The director of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, Len Helms, with us today, recapping the latest numbers from that industry that impacts so much in North Dakota. More after this.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
MyPillow 2.0 is here. Brand new temperature regulating technology that keeps you comfortable throughout the night. Mike Lindell has done it again. Sleep is all about temperature and height. It's not a firm or soft thing. Everyone wants soft, but they need support. The patented adjustable fill is going to give you the exact support you need from the bed to your head, and it's going to stay that way throughout the night. This is where it gets really good. We've all experienced those temperature-related sleep interruptions. You get too hot, you toss and turn, you flip your pillow over. All of that is gone with the MyPillow 2.0 cooling technology. Your MyPillow 2.0 will stay cool all night long. It's truly the best pillow you'll ever own. And right now you buy one and you get one free. That's right, buy one, get one of the MyPillow 2.0. Just use the promo code Scott at MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott, MyPillow.com, or call 800-506-9028.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklich. You go to the website, PucklichValleyCity.com. You can dream about that new ride. And let me tell you this, my Chevy, the Silverado High Country, is a dream ride. It really is great. This one's a 2021, I think, and a 2020 before that one. So when I took down the deer with, I just never going to be comfortable in anything but after taking that deer down and finding out about all the great safety features in a Chevy pickup. Find yours at PucklessValleyCity.com, North Dakota's home for Chevy. More of our chat with Lynn Helms, North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources Director. Where else are the federal government standing in the way of progress from the oil and gas industry, where they claim to be for the industry, but then, you know, like on the LNG terminals you're mentioning. I mean, on one hand saying, oh, yeah, we were for the cleaner gas, then they don't permit. Where else are they doing that, Lynn?
Well, in the short term, Scott, one of the biggest problems we have is in leasing federal minerals. So, you know, as you know, we've been litigating that with the Bureau of Land Management, and Judge Treanor has been great at digging into that and figuring out that they don't have the legal authority not to hold those quarterly lease sales, and that they have a huge inventory of nominated parcels in North Dakota, and he's holding their feet to the fire to go through and analyze every one of those parcels and give him a report. Well, we're coming up on a sale, June 27th. They are going to have their second sale of the Biden administration in North Dakota. Remember the first sale now, they sold the tracks, but then there was immediately a lawsuit that they agreed that they wouldn't permit wells on the tracks that they sold. Well, this time they initially listed 51 parcels that they thought they might sell in this sale, which is a pretty small number when there are over 800 nominations in the last 10 years. But they've whittled that down to 32 parcels that they're going to actually offer. And many of those are in Slope County, where there's going to be very little interest because there's no oil play going on down there. So we're still really struggling on the leasing side of this thing. They are not being open and honest with the public about lease sales and the quarterly lease sales that are required by federal statute. That's probably the most pressing that we have. But right behind that, the 5th of July, we have to submit comments. There's a new proposal out from the BLM to treat something that they're calling conservation the same as they would treat an oil and gas lease. In other words, you could get a conservation lease on BLM lands and lock it up for maybe 10 or 20 years for only conservation to happen on those lands. And they've redefined conservation in the proposed rule to actually be preservation, the opposite of what Theodore Roosevelt called it. And so we're going to be pushing back on that. And then, of course, the EPA has a new rule out. It's the Clean Power Plan on steroids. It's a greenhouse gas reduction rule, and it hits coal plants, and it hits natural gas and crude oil production. So we're going to have to push back on that. I mean, it's they're coming at us on every front and attacking, really, the foundation of North Dakota's economy.
And on the leases, the other game they play is when they say there's X amount of leases out there, but they don't issue the permits for them then, right?
That's exactly right. Lots of leases out there, but no permits being issued. And so basically what we've seen is virtually every decision is being made in Washington, D.C., at the headquarters office, and then carried out by the local folks. And but we don't intend to sit back and just take it. North Dakota is being very proactive and aggressive in pushing back on these federal rules and regulations that are harmful to our citizens.
One thing I wanted to ask you about is the flaring success. You got 95% now, even ahead of the state goal on this. And there was a story in the forum recently about this that used two-year-old data and suggested that, you know, that all this waste that was happening without, you know, any context or facts. But the flaring story is a success in North Dakota, isn't it, Lynn?
Oh, absolutely, Scott. I'm just astounded and disappointed that they'd go back and use 2019 data, 4 years ago, where we were at with flaring. In 2019, the oil industry was booming pretty well in North Dakota. We were capturing about 81%. That's a whole different picture than 95 to 98%. But no credit was given for the progress that's been made. We've had entire new gas plants built, expansions put in place. Gathering systems have changed hands and been built. And, you know, we're down to really only three oil fields that are struggling to make the 91%. So industry has invested huge amounts of time and money in this program. And of course, as you know, the legislature put some incentives in place to even try to push that 95% higher.
Anything else you want to tell us before we let you go today?
Well, I want to comment on the fact that what's happening in terms of where the drilling rigs are. I did some research before I talked to the National Association of Royalty Owners, and of those 39 rigs, only 10 of them are working in the core area, Scott. 20 of those rigs have moved out to what we titled the Tier 2 area, and they're drilling those 3-mile laterals. And then the remaining 9 are out in Tier 3, drilling 3-mile laterals. So this is a game changer. There was a study done by Liberty Resources. It was presented at the NARO conference and showed a 20% bump in rate of return by drilling 3-mile laterals and a 50% increase in estimated ultimate recovery. That's pretty exciting. And this month, our 3 Bakken enhanced oil recovery projects will be up and running by the end of the month. So there's a lot of money being spent on figuring out how to get at that other 85% of the oil.
That's fantastic news. And just so folks understand what that means, when you're spreading out further and further and further, you know, you're basically extending this play, right?
That's absolutely right. And, of course, the core area has about a 6-year drilling life, 6-year drilling inventory. But the Tier 2 and Tier 3 areas have about a 12-year. So, yeah, you're tripling the drilling life of the Bakken play.
Now to just make sure we can transport all that crude.
Yes, sir. We still are seeing delays on the DAPL EIS.
Yeah, and I saw a story in your director's cut about the U.S. Appeals Court for the Ninth Circuit upholding a lower court ruling and the agreement that restricts the number of trains that can cross the reservation in northwest Washington State. Now they're restricting trains, for crying out loud.
It is amazing how many places they have found that they can push or pinch or create pinch points for this industry, isn't it?
It sure is. Len, we always appreciate your time. Great explanations as always. All the best to you. Enjoy this great summer day.
Same to you, Scott. It's great to be here. Talk to you next month.
You bet. Take care. We're brought to you by MyPillow today. Great gifts. If you didn't get Dad something for Father's Day just yet, there's still a chance to go there and get one of those robes or pillows or towels or sheets. You're going to love them. A lot of great selection. MyPillow.com. Remember to use the promo code SCOTT.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
USA News Update. Crews are rushing to the spot in the North Atlantic where the Titanic rests because a small submarine used to take tourists to that site is missing. No word on how many people may be aboard the sub, which dives nearly 2.5 miles to the ocean floor to let people view the wreckage of the Titanic. In Beijing,
we are not about decoupling. We're about de-risking and diversifying.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken trying to clarify the U.S. position toward China. After his meeting with China's president, Blinken said he failed to convince him to reestablish direct communication lines between Chinese and U.S. militaries. President Biden is California-bound for an event on fighting climate change and a campaign appearance. At least 12 million of us around the USA are in the path of another huge storm bearing down on much of the South, and another 31 million are broiling under another day of intense heat. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you a little on the hungry side right now? Starting to get a hankering for lunch? Well, listen up, my friends. PetroServe USA has the home cooking and grab-and-go convenience waiting for you today. How about a Salisbury steak? They have that in Harwood today. Country fried steak or beef noodles, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. 12th Avenue, 929, beefy noodles. NP Avenue, downtown Fargo. Tater Tot Hot Dish, PetroServe USA location there. Out in Glendon, Salisbury steak as well, chicken fettuccine in Yulin, and lasagna with garlic bread on 45th Street in Fargo. That's what's for lunch today. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience at PetroServe USA. Our next guest is the new vice chair, first vice chair of the North Dakota Republican Party, elected on Friday in a gathering of the state party. John Trandum. John, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Hey, Scott. It's been too long. Thanks for giving me a call, and I appreciate you having me on the show.
You bet. Well, what happened on Friday? That was a complete turnover of the offices of the Republican Party. Just tell us a little bit about what's going on.
Sure. So every odd year, we reorganize the offices of the state committee. So they're 2-year terms. Each of the officers serve. And that time came on Friday, and what it was, and you know, you hear a lot of speculation about what happened, and you hear people calling it a takeover, and what really happens is we have 5 individual elections. We elect the chair, we elect the first vice chair, we elect the second vice chair, we elect the secretary, and we elect the treasurer. It happens that this cycle there was total turnover of the state committee, but I don't believe, and I certainly hope that was not with malice toward the preceding officers, because they all work really hard. They're good people. I call them all as friends, and the fact that people wanted a change or some new leadership isn't necessarily an indictment of their performance or their person.
Why do you believe people want a change? What change do they want?
Well, there are a lot of things we've been grappling with within the party, and I think that what happens when you have such total political domination, as the Republicans do in North Dakota, is that you get to a point where you don't have a common enemy anymore. The Democrats in the legislature are truly and honestly, and no offense to them, but they're a non-factor. So what happens quite often in these circumstances is that Republicans decide to fight with each other. They turn on each other, and we've had some strife within the party, and unfortunately that's not improved over the past couple of years. It's gotten, I would say, exponentially worse, and I think people are kind of ready for that to stop and for us to get back to a place where we can work together, where we can talk to one another, where we can collaborate on solutions, even while we may not agree on 100% of things. And if you look at the results of the meeting that followed the elections, that's exactly what we did on Friday. We passed some very important amendments to our bylaws, and we did it with huge majorities. So there was buy-in from all across the board. As you look at the election results, where there were one vote margins on the officers, but then you look at the results of the passage of amendments, where we had well over two-thirds majority voting in favor of some of the amendments that were proposed, and that had been previously impossible. We'd not been able to make that progress before. So I think it's a really good sign for the future of our Republican Party in North Dakota.
So is it a time where some bridge building needs to happen, some mending of fences, or do you think that's already underway?
I think it is underway. Yeah, I think it is. I think it is underway. And that has to be a continued process. We all have to humble ourselves. We have to recognize that none of us are right all of the time. And the fact that someone may be proved to be right and you proved to be wrong doesn't make you a bad person. It doesn't mean they're attacking you. It just means that, you know, I arrived at the wrong conclusion. You've arrived at the wrong conclusion. I certainly have in my life before. It's nothing to be ashamed of. It's an opportunity to learn. And I'm hoping that we can all view it that way.
One blogger referred to what happened as book banning anti-vaccine culture warriors take control of the North Dakota Republican Party. Is that accurate?
It's funny that they would refer to it in that way. And that's exactly the type of rhetoric that is damaging our party. When we become tribalized in such a way as it's us versus them, and these are the culture warriors, and these are the normies or the establishment or whatever it is, that's exactly what's wrong with politics in North Dakota right now. If you look back at the last legislative session, some of the bills that were passed, and I think that some of the bills that blogger is referring to, were passed by supermajorities in the legislative assembly. So this is hardly a fringe movement, and if any number of the officers who are elected would agree with that, that would put them squarely in the majority of North Dakota elected officials. So I don't think that there's any anomaly there, and I don't think that's anything to apologize for.
Yeah, good point. And signed by the governor as well. Became law.
Absolutely. Yep.
Yeah. So, it's a lot of people you put in that category. You gave a great speech, and I've read it, and you talked about in it, with unprecedented dominance comes challenges, and we face many. We see candidates leveraging the strength of the party we have built by co-opting our name, but failing to uphold the ideological standards that define us as Republicans. So how do you fix that, John?
Well, and that's, you're really setting me up here, Scott. That's, and lest anyone think that I'm going to be out there calling people names. I don't use the term rhino. I think that's very non-constructive. But the reality is the Republican brand is a juggernaut in North Dakota. You get that R behind your name, you're almost certainly going to be elected in most districts or statewide. The challenge is when people don't adhere to the tenets of our party. So there's no shame in being a Democrat or an independent or whatever political affiliation that you choose if it reflects your values. I don't think it's appropriate to leverage that R merely to get elected and then not govern accordingly. So what has to happen, and we took a step towards accomplishing this goal with an amendment that was passed on the state committee. What has to happen is we need to regain control of our processes where we endorse candidates at a district level. We've got to stop the manipulation that's going on in those processes where people are being shut out and precluded from participating by, sleight of hand, basically, in terms of rules and so forth. And we need to endorse Republican candidates. We need Republicans to endorse Republican candidates. We've also got the issue of the primary, which is open to all. You can be a Democrat and you can vote on who's going to bear the standard for the Republican Party in the primary. So if a more liberal candidate wants to run against the endorsed conservative candidate, and they want to work hard to gain the votes of Democrats, socialists, independents, whoever, they could do that, and ultimately the Republican Party gets saddled with that more liberal candidate. And that's not appropriate, but the only thing we can do is gain control of our processes, make sure that we endorse candidates that embrace our platform and our values, And really, it all boils down to civic engagement. People need to get involved in this. If people get involved in this, those problems are going to be solved.
So the platform of the Republican Party becomes the litmus test, so to speak, right? On what defines a Republican, is that what you're saying?
I wouldn't frame it as a litmus test. I would say it is what defines Republicans. And I would say this to anyone that endeavors to enter the political spectrum, the political realm, take a look at our platform. Take a look at the Democrat platform. Take a look at the Libertarian platform. Take a look at the Green Party platform. And before you decide how to identify, figure out which one of those best fits your values and choose that party. But as I said, in North Dakota, it's very easy to pick the R because you've got 40% of the vote coming right out of the gate, whether you're a Republican or not, because people vote for the R in North Dakota. It's just the fact of life in our state.
So how... Give me an example, by the way, where the platform says one thing and the Republicans are voting another way. What would be an example of that?
Well, something that's very, near and dear to both of us, Scott, I know, and your wife, Maria, as well as the pro-life plank in our platform. And that's something where we consistently lose a few Republicans on votes. Now, we had great opportunities to support pro-life bills this last legislative session, not just anti-abortion bills, but pro-women and pro-child bills that would provide support and make it easier for women to choose life. And we consistently have some in our Republican Party, and I recall at the North Dakota Family Alliance banquet, Mark Jorisma, the executive director, had reported that there was one zero score on the scorecard, and it was not a Democrat. So if we have people in our Republican Party that are scoring zero with pro-family and pro-life organizations, I think there's a disconnect there that needs to be addressed, and the only people that can address that are the voters.
So it's a matter of basically pointing that out and saying, here's someone that is... got an R behind their name, but yet has voted this way. Here's our platform. So, we need to address this in a convention at the vote, on the ballot. How would you do it?
Well, ultimately, government closest to the people governs best. So I don't want to see the executive committee of the North Dakota Republican Party coming down on individual legislators. That's something that should be handled within their district among their citizens. And that's why I say that civic engagement is the cure-all for this. We've got to get people active at the district level. We've got to get them coming to the reorganizational meetings. They're serving on the precinct committees, electing strong district chairs. And then when it comes time to endorse candidates, they're going to have those conversations at those endorsing conventions. We had that happen in District 45 several years ago. And the response of the members of the district committee was to endorse an alternative candidate rather than to endorse a candidate that consistently stood up for, in a nutshell, dudes in the ladies' room. And that's not in line with the Republican platform. We protect children. We protect women. We don't want men in the women's bathrooms. And that was a big issue in District 45 for one of our legislators, and it was addressed at the district level.
Yeah, and how was it a big issue? Explain that.
Well, we had a representative in District 45 that co-sponsored a bill to provide transgender or otherwise identified individuals access to facilities of their choice. So it wasn't just a matter of voting wrong. It was a sponsorship of a bill.
No kidding.
And that didn't sit well with many of our members in the district. And had we not had an active membership within our district and proactive people, it would have just gone past, and that happens in so many districts where you have these reorganizational conventions and 10 people show up.
Hold tight. We'll continue this conversation with John Trandum after the break on What's on Your Mind.
The chilly weather is here whether we like it or not. And the team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that because Mother Nature doesn't rest this time of year, neither do we. The frost and snow create moisture in the ground. And this can cause stress on your foundation. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have the solution for every basement problem.
So when Mother Nature strikes, contact your complete foundation expert. Contact the team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Here at the University of Mary, we are committed to supporting our nation's heroes with a full range of military-friendly degree plans. Whether you're active duty, reserve, or retired, our military services team is ready to help you maximize your education benefits and pursue your calling on your terms. Explore your options today at online.umary.edu/military. That's online.umary.edu/military.
In Minnesota, we work hard and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about health care, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Before the top of the hour on What's On Your Mind, chatting with John Trandum. John is the first vice chair of the Republican Party now, elected on Friday, along with a whole new slate of officers. Sandy Sanford is the chair. How do you think Sandy will do as a chair in being the uniter, John?
As I mentioned earlier in the call, if this the meeting that followed the election is just any indication of how she'll lead our party, we're going to be in really good shape because we passed some amendments that never would have been passed under previous leadership. They empower the people. They give the power back. And in fact, our officers and executive committee, surrendered their right to even vote on officers at future elections and gave that right back to the district chairs alone. So we will now see equal representation. We've got 47 district chairs representing 47 districts, each containing approximately 16,500 people. Everyone will have equal representation the next time we reorganize as a Republican Party. We're not going to put our thumb on the scale and allow the executive committee, 10 additional members who were elected by a different body to reelect themselves. That changed on Friday, and that's a big deal. That gave power back to the people in the spirit of our representative republic.
Texter says, nice try, John. You and the other ideological radicals, I love this labeling here, of ideological radicals, going back to your comment about things that passed in the last legislative session, that's the supermajority of the Republican Party that voted. But anyway, I digress. Says, you and the other ideological radicals talk unity, while you're the ones who behind the scenes trash good people like Perry Schaefer and Karma Hansen.
Well, that's factually inaccurate. I've not trashed anyone. In fact, the first call that I made when I endeavored to run for first vice chair, and even before I announced, was to John Orderman, who was also pursuing that seat and was the incumbent first vice chairman. And what I said to John is, John, I'm not running against you. You're my friend. I respect you. He's a brother in Christ. He's a Christian, and he's a conservative. I didn't run against John Orderman. I ran to do something. I ran to make a difference. I ran to see some changes within our party, not to take anyone down. And I can quite assure you, nobody will find any evidence of my ever having trashed Karma Hansen or Perry Schaefer. Both are my friends. I respect and love them. I pray for them. And I hope they remain involved in the Republican Party. The fact that people chose to elect different leaders doesn't mean they hate the old leaders. And that's exactly the type of rhetoric that's really compromised our party. We need that to stop.
You've been serving the North Dakota Republican Party in some capacity for nearly 30 years, John. Is this just your typical bumps and there's always something to concern somebody, or is this unprecedented change?
Well, both. You know, we do always have bumps and bruises, and we do always have scrapes with other members. But typically at the end of that, we go and have a burger and a Coke, and we talk about things that we agree on, or we collaborate and solve the problem. As I mentioned before, I think that we're a victim of our own success. We've become so powerful and so dominant that everyone now is a Republican. And when everyone is a Republican, nobody is a Republican. So ultimately, we lack a common enemy, so we've turned on each other. And it's worse now than it's been before, but it's going to get better.
And if your vision and that of the other leaders plays out, what will this look like 1, 2, 3, 4 years from now?
Well, hopefully we'll be able to maintain our Republican dominance in the state. And hopefully we will see elected Republicans that generally agree on most things, 8 out of 10 things, 9 out of 10 things, as opposed to such ideological diversity that we're experiencing right now within our party. I'm hoping that will happen. I think if you put conservative answers to the questions, we win every time. And I'm hoping that through collaboration and cooperation and most importantly participation at the grassroots level, we're going to have government that truly represents the will of the people.
What message do you have to people that would consider themselves conservatives and in agreement with the Republican Party platform in North Dakota but aren't involved right now, don't have any way to serve? What role is there for them?
First thing they need to do is get in touch with their district chair. If you go to ndgop.org, you'll find a list of each of the district chairs across the state. There's 47 political districts. If you need to go to the Secretary of State's website to find out what district you're in, you can punch in your address. Get in touch with your district chair because they want your help. Most of these district committees are underrepresented because people don't always show up. They want your help. You can serve as a precinct committee man or a precinct chairman or even on the slate of officers when reorganizations come around. Serve as a delegate within your district. Serve as a delegate to the state endorsing convention, which will be coming up early next year. You've got to jump in with both feet and be part of the solution. That's what we want. We need the people. We need their voices to be heard.
John, appreciate the time today. Congrats again on the position, and I can tell just by chatting with you the enthusiasm there in your voice about what the future holds, so it'll be fascinating to watch, that's for sure, and appreciate your time telling us a little bit about it. We're here to help with that discussion or commentary anytime it's needed, so stay in touch.
Thank you for the opportunity. Look forward to talking again soon.
John Trandum, the new first vice chair of the Republican Party, after a complete turnover of the state officers of the North Dakota Republican Party in a gathering on Friday. You heard John also describe the meeting after that he said went well. So that's good to hear. All right, we're out of time for today. Where does the time go, ladies and gentlemen? Where does it go? But guess what? We get to do it all over again tomorrow. Same time, same bat channel, so join us then. I'm Scott Hannon for our entire team. Have a great day, and we'll see you again tomorrow on What's on Your Mind. God bless you, one and all.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we will provide you with Brock solid bins, green dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Here's the deal. All month long for June at PetroServe USA. Hershey assorted king-size candy bars are $1.39. Have one today. Red Bull 16-ounce cans, 3 for $8. Nestle 28 packs of water are $4.69. Hostess treats are $1.19. Blue Diamond nuts only 99 cents. Kellogg's Jumbo Snacks $1.09. Muddy Buddies $1.19. Smokehouse 8-ounce meat sticks are $5.99. And Stone Creek nuts and mixes and candy $1.39 at PetroServe USA.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.